The children of Israel wandered for how many years before they came to the land of Canaan? 40 years. And then they arrived at the land of Canaan, and you may remember that they crossed over the river, the Jordan, and they entered the land. And the Lord had promised that he would give the entire land of Canaan to them as a gift, as their inheritance. But what we discover in the story is that they weren't going to get that land as a gift all at once. There were going to be many enemies that they would encounter in the land of Canaan, and they would have to fight many battles before they could receive the inheritance that the Lord had finally promised them. Well, in our reading this morning, we're going to find out that the Lord knew about this long ago. The Lord knows everything, and he knew long in advance that the children of Israel were going to take time to get to the land of Canaan, and that it was going to take time after they'd entered the land for them to receive it from him as a gift. So that's what we're going to be reading about today, is one of the times that the Lord told the children of Israel, here is what I will do, here's how long it will take, here's how I will help you. At the end of this reading, I want to see if you can hear the words that when he says, little by little I will drive them out from before thee, until thou hast become fruitful and inherit the land. Okay? So here is that reading. It says, when my angel shall go before thee, and shall bring thee to the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Canaanite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, and I shall cut him off, thou shalt not bow thyself down to their gods, and shall not serve them, and shall not do according to their deeds. For breaking down thou shalt break them down, and breaking thou shalt break their statues. And you shall serve Jehovah your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy waters, and I will remove sickness from among thee. There shall not be one miscarrying or barren in the land. I will fulfill the number of your days. I will send my terror before thee, and I will rout out all the people to whom thou shalt come, and I will give to thee the neck of all thine enemies. And I will send the hornet before thee, and it shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite from before thee. I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate, and the wild animal of the field become too many against thee. By little and little I will drive them out from before thee, until thou be fruitful and inherit the land. Amen. Good things take time. I wonder if any of you can remember maybe when you were in third or fourth grade or some other time in school when you might have planted seeds in a pot. Maybe they were vegetable seeds, or maybe they were seeds for flowers. And you placed them carefully by the windowsill, and you watched them grow. Well, what happened? Did you plant the seeds and put them on the windowsill, and you went home to bed, and the next day you came there, and they were fully grown? That's not the way it happens, is it? It takes a while for those seeds to germinate and then come up through the earth and for them to grow fully. Or what if you learned a new skill like knitting a scarf and you wanted to make a scarf for your mom for Christmas? Would you be done in 1 day? Takes a while. You might start months ahead of Christmas time in order to make that scarf for your mom. Or what if you saw that there was a big oak tree in the woods that had died and was ready to be made into firewood and you wanted to cut it down, cut it up, and chop it into firewood? What would you say? Maybe that would take a half hour? Think so? Would it take an hour? It might take hours and hours, and it might take several weekends of you working on that tree to get that all cut up into firewood and stacked safely away for use in wintertime. Good things take time. And this was true for the children of Israel as well. We know that it was going to take them 40 years of wandering in the wilderness until they finally reached the land of Canaan. And today we've already said that when they crossed the Jordan and went into the land of Canaan, were they going to inherit it as a gift from the Lord all at once? There it is, it's ours. No, they were going to have quite a number of battles that they had to fight against their enemies in the land of Canaan. It's a story about how we have spiritual battles that we need to fight before the Lord can give heaven to us as a gift. So good things take time, and that was true for the Israelites as it is for us. Let's think of just one or two examples today of things that take time. We've already mentioned a few: growing seeds, or making a scarf, or cutting down a tree and making it into firewood. I wonder if you can think of just one more thing that takes time that I haven't mentioned already. And I'm thinking of one. I'm thinking of teamwork. What if you're a person who wants to learn to be a good team player? Let's say you're going out to recess with friends, or you're going to have a game together on a weekend, and you want to learn how to be a good team player. That means that you want to be able to function together with other people in cooperative ways, in good ways, that make the game work well. What are some of the things that you're going to need to do, or what are some of the skills that you're going to need to have to be a good team player? Well, to be a good team player, you need to be someone who can listen well to other people, right? Or maybe you need to work together with people to decide on rules for a game that make it fair for everyone. Okay? Maybe sometimes someone is going to have an idea for how the game can go that will be a little bit different than yours. You need to be able to listen to that and work together with people, say, yeah, we could make it that way instead of this way. So there are different skills that you need to develop in order to be a good team player. And are you going to become a good team player all at once? You're going to wake up tomorrow and now you're a good team player? There it is. It takes time, doesn't it? So good things do take time. And along the way to becoming a good team player, you may find that there are certain things that you need to avoid doing to be a good team player. I wonder what some of the things might be that we need to avoid doing to be a good team player. I can think of one. One of them is being bossy. You know, it's hard to be a good team player if you are really bossy. What does bossy mean? Bossy means it's got to be my way. We're going to play the game my way. I'm going to decide on all the rules, not you. I'm only going to listen to you if your ideas are the same as mine. That's bossy. And you know, we have ways that we love doing things or playing a game, and so sometimes it can be hard not to be a little bossy. I wonder if we raised our hands in this room, how many people in this room have ever felt like they're a little bit bossy? I wonder how many hands would go up in this room. Okay? So sometimes there are things that we need to get out of the way in order for something good to happen. Good things take time. Okay? I want to show you this by a little example. How easy is it to just become a good team player? Today I want to become a good team player. Well, how fast is that going to happen? Or if you say, you know, tomorrow or the next day, I don't want to be quite so bossy. I don't want to be so bossy anymore. How quickly is that going to happen? That may take some time, and that's what I want to illustrate with you. Let's look out these windows now. Imagine, look at this field out here. And we have a field over there. So we've got two fields that we're looking at. Imagine that this field is full of corn stalks. They planted a nice crop, and it's all grown. It's all 6 or 7 feet tall and tasseled. You've got a full field of corn out here. Over in this field, there's nothing except, let's say, 100 stalks of corn. Okay, just 100. Boop, 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 boop. They're standing, you know, apart from one another, covering over this field. But there's only 100 of them. Now, imagine that I had, and we're going to say that this field is the field of bossy. This field is the field of bossy. And this field over here is the field of good teamwork, good team players. Okay? Imagine that I had you close your eyes, and then I had you open them. And while you close your eyes, just two stalks of corn in this field turned brown, withered, and died. How easy would that be to notice? If I said, open your eyes, what do you see different out here? What would you say? I don't see anything different. Okay? And while you close your eyes, imagine that just one new corn stalk grew up. And you looked out to that side, would you notice if there was 100 out there spread all around, would you notice, oh yeah, there's another corn stalk out there? You might notice, but you might not. You see, so how many times would we have to close our eyes? Okay, we close our eyes, we open them again. Let's say 10 more stalks of corn have withered away, and 5 more have grown up over here. We'll close our eyes again, and another 10 or 20, okay? Do you see the point? How long is it going to take before you notice, hey, there's a difference out there. I see a difference. There's not as many corn stalks out there. It's going to take a while. And how quickly would you notice, hey, there's more corn stalks growing out there? You might notice pretty quickly, but it might take a few rounds before you say, I do see something different out there. Good things take time. And sometimes when we're working to become like a good team player, or we're working not to be quite so bossy, we may notice it's like those corn stalks down there. Bossy seems to go away. It seems to take a little time before we notice a difference. And when the new corn stalks are growing up over here, sometimes it just takes a while before we say, hey, you know what? I'm a little better team player than I was last month or 6 months ago. The Lord is helping me become a good team player. The Lord is helping me stop being quite so bossy when I'm working with other people. So today we've talked about the children of Israel. They came through the wilderness. They came into the land of Canaan. How long was it going to take them to get through the wilderness? 40 years, right? Okay? And we're remembering now that when they crossed the Jordan and went into the land of Canaan, it was going to take time for them to have that land as their own, as a gift from the Lord. And it's the same way for us. Anything that we want to do to become better, and those things that we want to avoid doing so we can become better, it just takes time. Good things take time.